Good morning. Our question today is a fundamental question when it comes to the saying of Tachanun. When we do the Nefilah Sapchayim, why do we cover our faces? Why do we cover our faces? That's the question of the day. And just to point out, the concept of the Nefilah Sapchayim that we cover is not that we have to have our arm covered. That is not the case, although that is a common misperception. The concept is that we have to cover our faces during the Nefilah Sapchayim. The question is why. So we're going to go through five different reasons why the minhag is to cover our faces at the time of the Nefilah Sapchayim when we are saying Tachanun. The first of them we actually saw when we started this topic. Rabbeinu Bachya says that we are showing laharot asirat chushav ubitul hargashosav. We are showing that we are closing off our own emotions, and that we are simply going to focus on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires. So in other words, he says as follows, when somebody falls, does Nefilah Sapchayim, he covers his face, he closes his eyes up. It's not that he is going to follow his own desires. He doesn't even know what his own desires are because he's covering up. He's actually closing them off, but rather, it's not for us to do our desires. We are showing that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to agree with it, that it all is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are effectively nullifying ourselves. We are mevatling ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are mevatling our desires and emotions to those of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is number one. Number two, the Mata Moshe says as follows, a fascinating concept. He says at the time that we had a Beis HaMikdash, as it is known, when Klal Yisrael was in the Azorah, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, when they would bow, there was plenty of space between them. There was actually an amount of four amas between them. This was in particular when they would say the Vidui, and they would bow down. That was done in order for the next person over to not hear what you were saying. The Vidui, when somebody was representing and verbalizing the sins that they had committed in the Vidui, it's confession over sins. There was four amas between each person, so no one would be embarrassed by somebody else hearing what the sins were that he's confessing to. Accordingly, we do something similar when we cover our faces. We are acting behester panim. We are covering ourselves up to show as follows, kilo kol echad eino roe viodea, so that no one can see, and no one can really, it's signifying that we're representing, it's like a zecher in the Beis HaMikdash. We too are signifying that we don't know and we don't want to know what anyone else is saying in his Tachanun. So that's the concept here, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they had the space between them, so no one would be embarrassed. So to hear covering of the face is representing that we are saying the Tachanun to ourselves, by ourselves, for ourselves, and no one else is listening. And that's the concept for the next person over also. Focus on your own Tachanun, and that not that you're focused on anyone else. So that is number two. The Shere Knesset Sagdola says the concept here, Shemibnei HaKavana Naguba, the concept here, covering up our faces, is to ensure that we have Kavana, that when we cover our faces, we are going to focus more on our tefillah. So that is, the Shere Knesset Sagdola doesn't say this, but it's the same concept of covering our eyes for the Kriyat Shema, covering our eyes, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we have Kavana, we focus on that part of the Kriyat Shema and not be looking all around and getting distracted. So that's the same concept here, covering our faces for Tachanun so we can focus on the Tachanun. Based on this, it would seem that the focus is on covering our eyes, that our eyes should be covered, because by the eyes being uncovered, that's how we get distracted. So if the concept, this third reason, is to ensure we don't get distracted, the focus would be on covering up of the eyes. Next reason, which we are going to look at in more detail, Amir Tzeshem tomorrow, Tishere Knesset Sagdola says that the minhag is to cover ourselves, our faces, with a talis, or if we don't have a talis, some other covering. And the reason is, I'll read it inside, Kidei Shelo Lipol Al Kaf Yado, so we do not do the Nefilah Sapchayim on our palm, the palms of our hands, Shebak Suvi Mavonosa, because in the palms of our hands is written the sins that we have committed. So we don't want to fall on our hands saying we have sinned. And there we have the list right in front of us on the palms of our hands. So we shouldn't do the nefilas apayim on our palms. Accordingly, we cover our faces with something else, like a talis, in order to ensure that we don't do the nefilas apayim on the palms of our hands. Mir Shem, we will get back to this tomorrow. And the fifth reason is brought by the Seder Hayom. He says as follows, it is to show Lahara's Kovid Rosh, to so show the importance, the seriousness of the saying of Tachanun Vachnan, the supplication that we are making, Mishlanu Boshes Panim, and we are embarrassed, the Mehabit El Elokim, to look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu after we have sinned. So it's to show this supplication, to show the seriousness, and to show we're embarrassed that indeed we are covering ourselves up. And Amir Chasem, tomorrow we get back to the number four of this, the Sheir Knesset Sakdolu says that we don't do, that we cover our faces up because we don't want to do the Nefilas Apayim on the palms of our hands. Have a wonderful day.